one was a lot colder.
"I can go where I like," said Granny.
"Yes, but you ought," Agnes began. She wished she could bite the word back, but it was too late.
"Oh, ought, is it? Where does it say ought? I don't remember it saying ought anywhere. Anyone going to tell me where it says ought? There's a lot of things that ought, I dare say, but they ain't."
"You know a magpie stole your invite," said Nanny. "Sean delivered it, okay, but them thieving devils had it away and into a nest." She flourished the crumpled, smudged, yet gold-laden invitation. In the moment of silence, Agnes fancied she could hear the stalactites grow.
"Yes, of course I did," said Granny. "Worked that out first thing."
But the moment had been just slightly too long and just slightly too quiet. "And you know Verence got an Omnian priest in to do the naming of young Esme." Again, fractionally too long, infinitesimally too silent.
"You know I put my mind to business," said Granny.
She glanced at the baby sitting on Magrat's lap.
"Why's she got a pointy head?" she said.
"It's the little hood Nanny knitted for her," said Magrat. "It's meant to look like that. Would you like to hold her?"
"She looks comfortable where she is," said Granny diffidently.
"She didn't know the baby's name," Perdita whispered. "I told you, Nanny thinks Granny's been in the baby's mind. I can tell by the way he's been looking at her. But if she had, she'd have known the name, and she doesn't. I swear she wouldn't do anything that might hurt a child."
Granny shook herself.
"Anyway, if there's a problem, well, you've got your three witches. It doesn't say anywhere that one of them ought," she nodded at Agnes, "to be Granny Weatherwax. You sort it out. I've been witching in these parts for altogether too long, and it's time to move on. Do something else."
"You're going to hide up here," said Magrat.
"I'm not going to keep on repeating myself, my girl. People aren't going to tell me what I ought to do no more. I know what's ought and what's not. Your husband invited vampires into the country, did he? That's modern for you. Well, everyone else knows that a vampire don't have no power over you unless you invite it in. And if it's a king as does the inviting, then they've got their teeth into the whole country. And I'm an old woman living in the woods, and I've got to make it all better. When there's three of you... I've had a lifetime of ought from can to can't, and now it's over. And I'll thank you for getting out of my cave, and that's an end of it."
Nanny glanced at the other two and shrugged. "Come on, then," she said. "If we get a wiggle on, we can be back at the broomsticks before dark." "Is that all?" said Magrat.
"Things come to an end," said Granny. "I'm going to rest up here, and then I'm on my way. Plenty of places to go."
"Now get her to tell you the truth," said Perdita.
Agnes bit down. Ought had been bad enough.
"So, we'll be getting along," said Nanny. "Come on." But me no buts," said Nanny, as Granny would have said.
"That's right," said Granny, lying back.
As they filed back into the caves, Agnes heard Perdita start counting. Magrat patted her pockets. Nanny patted her knicker legs. Magrat said... "Oh, I must have... Blow, I left my pipe back there," said Nanny so quickly that the sentence overtook the one in front.
5 seconds, said Perdita.
"I didn't see you take it out," said Agnes. Nanny gave her a piercing look.
"Really? Then I'd better go and leave it there, hadn't I? Was there something you'd left too, Magrat? Never mind, I'll be sure to look for it, whatever it was going to be."
"Well," said Magrat as Nanny darted back.
"Granny was certainly not telling the truth," said Agnes.
"Of course she wasn't. She never does," said Magrat. "She expects you to work it all out for yourself."
"But she's right about us being three witches."
"Yes, but I never intended to come back to it. I've got other things to do." "Or perhaps when Esme's older, I thought maybe a bit of part-time aromatherapy or something, but not serious full-time witching. This power of three business is, well, it's very old-fashioned."
"And what have we got now?" Perdita chimed in. "The knowing but technically inexperienced young woman, the harassed young mother, and the silver-haired golden ager. Doesn't exactly sound mythic, does it? But Magrat just bundled up her little baby as soon as she heard Granny was in trouble, and she didn't even stop to worry about her husband.